No, no, John, sit, please, don't go out. Right?
Who sits on my lap?
Perfect. Yes, you got it, this works out perfect. You're leaving in the right time.
Yeah, no room for you, overboard, man overboard, push.
How was it for you?
Relaxing.
Relaxing, good.
Yeah.
Do you have any question?
Okay.
Not yet, that's the truth. Hans, I have a question from you, for you. My question is, since you had this place, you know, that offered it to me to come and do whatever it is that we do, what has been your experiences since 6 years ago? For you, just for you.
Has it been that long?
Mm-hmm.
6 years.
5 and a half, 6 years, yes.
That's a part of the answer. Very hard to understand. What it has been to me, a place that I look forward to every Tuesday, a place where I know something wonderful is happening for me and others. That I, throughout the week, have an opportunity to direct people to, saying it's a place where you relax, let go, learn, find balance. I must admit, I don't always understand everything being said, but I still have the feeling, the knowledge that I must be here. To my life, makes me stronger, better balanced, happier.
Thank you very much. Because I never asked that question of you, and I know that you are so gracious to have this place for us, and we all appreciate, but I just want to know specifically what it was for you. Some of us that come here quite often, and those of us that just, do you hear me? Is it okay now?
Better.
Good. Some of us that's been here for a while can testify to that we just don't know why we show up, but something within us just encourages us to continue, and then whatever the benefit is, and it just happens. And I was thinking about Wendell. This week. You came to my mind now and then, and I was even telling Richard, I said, Wendell, when he started coming here, I'm not sure he knew why, you know, and something made him continue coming. And Wendell, when I listened to the DVDs, because Richard forced me to listen to it so I can title it, I see an unbelievable subtle change in you that is very, very noticeable. It seems like no matter what, there is a prompting that brings you here, and I see that very much. So that was my own report. Tonight I'd like to talk about something that I think is universally urgent, and we all have heard it if we've been here long enough. But tonight in my meditation came a demonstration of it, because I was really wondering how I can bring it home even clearer. And I was lucky enough to have a complete demonstration of how I can present it to you guys that you can get it better. And as we all know, that the mind sometimes can become very busy, uncomfortably busy, giving us too much trouble at times. This is due to the tendencies, due to what we supported our mind to do. And I give you an example. Say, when you were a child, you supported yourself to lie, because was what made you feel go places you wanted to go, to things you wanted to do, or gather friend around you by doing that. So you supported your mind to lie when you grew up and you knew better. But nevertheless, every time you open your mouth, some tendency came to lie. This is just something stupid. That goes with everything. If we had supported our mind to fear something, then when we know better, it continues doing what it did before. Now, what is the remedy for it? And I'm going to ask Richard a favor. Could I have a few pieces of paper and a pen, honey? Thank you. He said he'll be my assistant in life. I'm buttering him up.
I lied. I really don't like pancakes.
Yeah, sure. Now you're fibbing about it. So when we go through life, there are certain tendencies that pops out of nowhere, like a flower. And then you say, where did this come from? I thought I conquered it, you know? And it comes and takes away our peace. And for this reason, I call the mind a coward thief, because it steals our peace at times, but it also feels bad about it, becomes coward about it. Now, what is the remedy? It's practice, practice, practice. Particularly when you're having a problem with it. Say, just give me a, thank you very much. Oh, I got another one, thank you. Okay, say your mind says that to you. Can you read it? You're a failure. It pops out at you. And you read it. You say, oh my God, this is terrible. I gotta do something about it. And then, it gives you another thought. And you read it. And it gives you another writing. And you read it. It gives you another one. You read it. Another one. You read it. Do you see this demonstration? I cracked up in my meditation. We read. We read into it. We read with it. We take action. And we never say where this thought came from. We never follow the thought to see where it was the source of it. We just obey it by looking and reading. And I give you an example that my teacher gave. Buddha was sitting underneath the tree. And a lot of kids that would pass by would make fun of him because they thought, this man sits and meditates and then gets up and takes his bowl and goes begs for food. What kind of a saint is he? So they used to make fun of him and poke at him when he was meditating. They would poke at him, throw a stone at him. And finally somebody said, why don't you respond? He said, I'm not reading that letter. I'm not reading that letter. When I don't read it, it goes to the sender. This is the story of us as human beings with our mind. We never allow it to go to the sender, which to the source of its nothingness. We converse, we either like it, hate it, or fear it. But we give some sort of a reading and reaction to it. Now, do you understand what's going on? If you have a question, ask. Okay. So, and you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
At least you don't have to read. Now, the beauty of, actually I can't say beauty. With every sentence that comes, there is an imagery that comes too. So not only we read, but we watch too. Read, watch, read, watch, read, watch. And then we send the senses out to accommodate every letter that we read. So it becomes a chain of doing and not being. A chain of doing, not being. So far, everybody follows and agrees that this is what happens, that we read too many thoughts, it gets our attention. Now, if the thoughts is old and repeated thoughts, not only we read it, but we detest it at the same time. Oh God, I gotta read that again. You know, why can't you just leave me alone and not hunt me anymore? Why a thought becomes repetition? Because it got attention. We looked at it. The thought that you give attention will come to get your attention, just like a little kid in the kitchen with the mother. Says, mother, I have a new trick, and he does it, and the mother praises it, and the kids does it again, and then does it again, and the mother gets sick of it. But he can't get rid of it unless it's utter, what? Neglect. So, for those of us that have problem reading too many articles in the mind and imagery and doing a lot of dreaming about it, stop meditation is crucial. I call it meditation, but it's actually is not a meditation. It is the art of living. So, this is how it goes. This is the image comes. A picture comes like this, and on top of it, it says, I'm not good. And usually the picture of ourself comes that we're not good. Okay, and it makes us sad. So, when we have thoughts, we just stop looking and reading. We don't say, I'm going to stop. We don't say, from tomorrow I'll stop. We don't say, I have to find a way to stop. We just simply stop. Now, for those of us that are very serious people here, after freedom, liberation, and getting rid of limitation, you must support this stop. You can say, I know how to stop, but I'm so involved reading this paper. Let me just read it. It says, I'm a good girl. The good girl would turn to a bad girl 2 minutes later. Quit reading. Do you follow me? So whoever is serious to practice this, you must, in thoughts, words, and deeds, support this stop. Without a moment of, if someone prays me, I have to stop. Because if I don't stop and enjoy the praise, I will cry with the blame. Whether it's inside of me or outside of me. So the equanimity, it becomes a roller coaster. 1 minute, I'm okay. Next minute, I'm not okay. So, a stop meditation, believe me, if we are serious for freedom, stop meditation is it. More than any of the other things we talked about, for this, remedying this. Now, you can go a lot of people and they will tell you the truth, but very rarely they will give you a method as a revelation that if you put it to practice, it will happen. It just happens. It just works. So I would like to ask how many people practice a stop meditation even for 1 second during the time period.